Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. We're up to Daf Mem Beis, the beginning of the new parak, Elu Treifos. As you can see, this parak is quite long. It's like over 30 blocks. It's all about the treifos of animals. The halacha is, says in the Torah, in the parish of Patlik, Ubasar basadeh treifa lo sochelu. You're not allowed to eat a treifa. What is a treifa? As this Mishnah is going to list, there are 18 treifas. There's many more. But we're going to start off with these treifas, the machlokas, which was the treifas, which was our treifas. Very, very technical, masechta. I tell you the honest truth, before pictures, I don't know how people could possibly learn this masechta. I don't know how they could learn it without pictures. Now, the Amorayim and Tanayim, they probably had samples. They probably lived it. I don't know how people could learn this without pictures. So pictures just make it so much easier. Because you don't have to imagine, just see what it is. See what you're talking about. And it's a machaya with the picture. It really is. There are those great pictures, the cool and illuminate, great books out there that have the great pictures, and it really does help. It really does help. All right. We'll start now. One scheduling note. So, for some reason, which we're not really sure of, Ramir Shapiro put Tisha B'Av as a daf. Learn daf on Tisha B'Av. And someone once told me he did it because lots of love will learn on Tisha B'Av.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Right. All it does is make it difficult to catch up. That's all it does. So, what we're going to do today is, we're going to learn Mem Beis. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to do Mem Gimel and half a Mem Dalet. And then Wednesday, we'll do the other half of Mem Dalet and Mem Hei. This is the try to do. To pick Eilu Treifos, to have to do this, not easy. You know? But we'll try our hardest. And over the course of the week, we'll catch up. Okay, here we go. That's the Mishnah. Eilu Treifos Ba Behema. These are the treifas in animals. Nikuvas haveshet. Right? A hole, a nick in the veshet. The veshet is the windpipe. As Rashi says, kol nekev b'mashahu. Anytime it says the word nekev, it's a mashahu. Kol nekev mashahu. A mashahu is enough to make a treifa in the windpipe. I'm wrong? It's the food pipe? Esophagus. What's the esophagus?
Food
pipe. I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense. But, I mean, to me. So, okay, I'm sorry. The food pipe. The veshet is the food pipe. Any mashu in the food pipe is a problem. However, upsukes hagargera. In the windpipe, it has to be rove. Right? Psukes means it's ripped. The hole is a problem. Rashi says, lirachava, with wise, biruva, rove. So if you have a mashahu, it's not a treifa when it comes to the windpipe. Only rove. Okay? Those were number one and number two. Treifa number one, treifa number two. Treifa number three. Nikev krum shalmoach. Nikev again means a mashahu. The membrane on the brain. Right? The krum means the membrane. So there's something wrong, a nick, a puncture in the membrane of the brain. Nikev halev, or a nick in the heart, lebeis chalolo, going into the heart. Not the outer, what this means, not the outer chambers, the inner chambers, slight nick. Nishbura hashedra, if the back is broken, v'nifsak hachut shela, and the spinal cord is broken, ripped, torn, punctured. Rashi says that this is all one thing. The ikker treifa is the spinal cord. The only way the spinal cord could, or not the only way, maybe the most common way for the spinal cord to be punctured is if the shedra is broken. That's why the shedra, nishbra hashedra, it being broken, is the hasty timsi, how your spinal cord is going to have a problem. They don't check any of it. They don't check any of it. The reason we don't check any of this is because we go after rove. Rove animals don't have any of these problems, and it's all rove. The only one that they check is the lung. That's because it's not rove.
How do we know that?
How do we know these exist?
How do we know that they exist? How do we know there's a treifa? We don't check the brain or the heart.
We don't know. You mean where these treifas come from? The Gemara is going to ask that, and we're going to say it's a lachal moshe
mitzimek. How do you
realize
this? If you check an animal?
If you happen to be looking and you notice it, that's a problem. Otherwise, they don't even look.
They don't
even look. They don't even look. The only thing they look at is the lung. Because it's not a rove, it's an arm problem. later in the week, the Gemara's going to talk about it, thorns. Right? Animals are grazing and they eat thorns. So do the thorns rip the food pipe? I would say they do, right? So Gemara's going to talk about that. You check that, is it not an issue? Is it? The Gemara's trying to think of things that could happen. Is a hole in the membrane of the brain? How could that, right? They don't check for that. They don't check for that. Maybe they have a reason to check them. Check. I don't even know if they do that. I don't know. I don't know the process of how they behave. Okay. Next, Nita HaKaved. We're up to number 6. Nita HaKaved. If the liver was removed, V'lamishtayr Hanenu Kulam, nothing remains. Right. Nothing's there. Hariya. This is the lung. Shenikva. That has a nick in it. Oshechasra. Or that's missing. It's missing or has a hole in it. The Gemara can ask, well, if it has a hole in it, the second thing is obvious. If it has a hole, if it has a nick, a machu nick, it's no good. Of course, missing, it's no good. Rav Shimon Omer, Atshet Tinakev, Lebeit HaSimponos. The nick has to be in the simponos. The simponos are, the article translates as the bronchi. Not just the outer lung, but in the crevices there where the air pockets are. So Rashi makes a statement that in the symponos, Rashi says the symponos, where does he say it? Kan knuknos kitanos, small matotamins, hamispashtos pesochariya, which spread out in the lung, shadam noveabo, the dam is there, kishachot kenoso, when you cut it open. So there's dam in the no. So what Rashi mean by that? A lot of times Rashi is going to say something which the doctors are all going to be scratching their head, right? What Rashi mean? Dam is dam in the bronchial tubes. That could be one thing, or we don't want to say that, or you could say that maybe only when there's a problem that happens, or right? Or yeah, that's what they did. That's what they knew, and that's what Rashi's saying. But no one likes to say that reason. Because no one likes to limit. I know. All right. But many times, the Gemara can say things also, which we're going to scratch our heads. But that could be a bigger problem. But Rashi, a lot more times. Nick now. Nick Vahakeva. Okay, now. Everyone has the picture, so you can see like this. As stomach, a cow has four stomachs. The stomach number one, stomach number two, stomach number three, stomach number four. Hakev is number four. Why the Mishnah starts with number four, I don't know. Because all four of them are going to be problems. So why did the Mishnah start with number four, I don't know. And it's going to be even more of a problem, see in a minute. So the first one is Hakeva. If Keva is the stomach number four, Nikva, if the Keva has a puncture in it. Again, a Mashahu. Hamara, Nikvu, all the gallbladder that has a puncture. Hamara is the gallbladder. Hadakin, or the intestines have a puncture. Okay? Again, all these are problems. Now, we're up to number 12. Hakares hapnimis shenikva. The inner kares that has a puncture. The kares is stomach number one. If you look at the picture, you'll notice that there are two stomach number ones. See that? There's kares, paunch, or rumen, first stomach. You see in the picture, there's the, it's funny, the veshet doesn't go into any of the four stomachs, according to this picture. The veshet goes into some open area, and then it's like open, like it looks a little bit like a tunnel, and there's a stomach above it and a stomach below it. So I think that the, right? You see that picture there? So the keres hapnimi is the lower one, right? The inner one, that's the one, right? So we said stomach number four, now we're saying stomach number one. Then we have oshenikra rov hachitzona. If it's the outer stomach, it has to be rov. Right? Because stomach number one has two stomachs. So really there are five stomachs. Right? Stomach number one is cut in half. You see that? So we already said stomach number four. Then we said stomach number one, and then we broke it into two, because there are two of them. Okay? Next. Oshenikra rov hachitzona, or where the robe of the outer one is ripped. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hagdola Tefach, Vaktana Beruba. He says it depends. If it's a large animal, Rashi says it doesn't mean a large animal as opposed to a small animal, like a cow as opposed to a goat. That's not what it means. It means if it's a large cow or a small cow, right? What's that shear? I don't know. If it's a large animal, then it's rov. And if it's a small one, if it's a large animal, it's a tefach of a rib. And if it's a small animal, it's rov. It's a majority. Now, hamaseis ubeis hakosos shenikvu lachot. The maseis, or the beis hakosos, which are stomachs number 2 and stomachs number 3, if these have a hole, lachot, to the outside. Okay? Again, right, beis hakos and maseis. Beis hakos is stomach number 2, maseis is stomach number 3. If either of them have a nick, lachot, going to the outside as opposed to the inside, that's also a trefa. Says Rashi, shenikvu lachot. You see, second to last Rashi before the lines get wider. Shahanekev nira mibachot. The hole is visible on the outside. Kigon, shenikvu oze oze, shelo bimakom chibura. Not where they're connected to each other. Lafuke, to exclude, shenikvu bimakom chiburan, b'shte dofno sehen, b'nekev holet, uvizkalo shalzeh, v'chalo shalzeh. I don't want to read that Rashi. I want to read Rashi beforehand. Look at the Rashi before that. But look at only the last three lines. Listen to this. See the Rashi there? V'hamaychel nichnas. The food enters. V'beis hakosos l'hamaseis. V'hamaseis l'keva. V'me'akeva l'dakin. The Rashi is telling you how the food travels. Why didn't the Mishnah put it in that order? It's a strange order. Right? I don't know. It's also from number 4, number 1, number 2, what kind of order is that? I don't know. Okay, next. Up to number 16 is Naflum and Agad. It fell off a roof. And Rashi says, there's no question if that happens, that the inner organs are all destroyed, and they're all, it becomes a trefa. And Rashi says, even if you shechted immediately, quick, run and shechted. Right? It doesn't make a difference. It's already a trefa. That's number 16. Number 17 is Nishtavru Rov Saloseha. Rov of the ribs are broken. Number 18 is Drusas Hazez. If it was clawed by a wolf, and says Rashi, Drusas Hazez, we're going to spend a lot of time on this one, Rashi says, Shehika Fitziparnov, it was scratched by the nail, Tziparnov, of the wolf, Umatil Ba'eret, and it put poison in the animal, the cow now has poison inside it, Visarfa Bedaka, and it burns the intestines. Abel Bagasa lo alim zihira lemilchel say. But by a gas it's not strong enough. Because the Gemara is going to say now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Drusas Zev Bedaka, Udrusas Ari Bagasa. For a small animal, a wolf is big enough. For a cow, a wolf's not going to do it. You need a lion for that. Now.
So Bedaka means intestine or a small animal?
Daka?
Yeah, Visarfa Bedaka means a small animal.
Where Rashi, you mean?
No. The doctor.
Yeah, I think it means yes. Small animal. Yeah, now, any doctor will tell you, there's no such thing that a wolf or a lion have poison in their claws. There's no such thing. So again, the question is, well, that was the Gemara thought then? That's what people thought then? So in the Chacham, Halacha L'Moshe B'Tina, it's hard to say that. When the Chacham were writing the Mishnah, so they looked around and said, okay, what things in animals make them die right away? Die within a year, let's say. What makes them die? So they went to the scientists and said, well, if it gets scratched by a lion, you know, there's poison in those claws. Really? Poison in the claws? Oh, okay. Is that how it happens? Or do we not understand something? Or something in between? We're missing the boat? I mean, Rashi says what he said. And it's not, the Gemara is going to say it later. Rashi just quoted the Gemara later on. Now, see, the rest of the paragraph, we're going to break down all of these. So, what's going on here? We know this is simply not true. It's one of the four, very few places in Shas. Three or four places where what the Gemara says, we know today is simply not true. So how do you explain that? So we'll get to a bunch of approaches. We'll get to it later. Next. Then the mission just finishes off. Drusas ha-nates ba'ov hadak. Also a trefa is if a nate if a small bird is clawed by a gnat is a predatory bird that also has poison in the claws, and chusas agas ba'of agas, or if it's clawed by a gas for a bigger bird. And that cloud is the rule, kol she'ein kamahu chaya treifa. Any shechted animal that has a defect, if it would not be shechted, it would not live, that's called a treifa. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Now, Amr Shimon ben Lakish, remez l'treifim in the Torah minayim. What's the remez such dinim in the Torah? The Gemara says, minayim? It's a pasuk. It says, the basar basar l'treifim, lo zochil. Right? What's your question? Ella, no, my question was, remez l'treifa she'ein achayim in the Torah minayim. How do I know, is the remez in the Torah, that an animal that's a treifa cannot live? How do I know that? That an animal that's a treifa can't live. By the way, Rashi points out, it's a machlokas, really. Because really, later we're going to see, Tanayim Amroim held. What do you mean it can't live? It's living for 5 years. Right? So it's a machlokas. I'm not exactly sure it's a machlokas. Machlokas and Matthias. Can't really be that. So we'll get to that later. So, Remez L'treifa She'ein Achayim and Atar Menayim. How do you know there's a treifa that can't live? So the Gemara says, Kidik Tani Teifa, like it says in the Teifa, Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol She'ein Kamohu Chaya Treifa. Any time, if it would be alive, it wouldn't live. Michlal, the treifa ain't a chaya. What do you see from here? Treifas cannot live. Minalon, how do you know that? Dechsev, because it says in Parsha Shmini, Vizot hachaya asher tochelu. These are the live animals you can eat. Chaya ochel, if it's alive or it has life to it, you can eat it. She'ein ochaya lo tochel. If it doesn't have life to it, or doesn't it have life to it? Because it's going to die soon. Lo teifa. You can't eat that. Even though it's alive right now. But it has a treifa. It's not going to live more than a little week. You can't eat that animal. How do I know that? We just proved it. Michlal, the treifa lo chaya. Treifas don't live. Now, ulaman da amar treifa chaya. And according to the ones who hold, treifas can live. As Rashi points out, balohavim makomos shtayim v'shaloshanim. For 2-3 years, we had these animals in our pen. They quote-unquote have one of these treifas. And they're living for many years. So according to him, what's the pshat of the Mishnah? Menalon, what's pshat? Nafkale mizot hachaya asher tochelu. It says, mizot hachaya. These are the animals, asher tochelu, you can eat. Zot hachaya ochel, chaya acheres lo techel. These you can eat, and there are some you can't eat. Michlal, the treifa, chaya. That a treifa can live. You can't eat it, by the way. You can't eat it. But they're alive. The Ida. And what does the other one do with this word Zos? Hai Zos, my Ovid Lay. What does he do with the word Zos? Mi boy le le kitatana de Vere Shmuel. He uses it for the following part. Kitatana de Vere Shmuel. Zos hachaya asher tochelu. These are the animals you could eat. What are they? Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Shemayim. And I said, these you could eat. You could eat this. You could eat this. So Moshe, I don't know what these things are. I've been living in Midian and Egypt my whole life. I don't know what these things are. Malami, Shetafat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we call min v'min, that Hashem took every single min, v'heralo l'Moshe, and showed Moshe, v'amalo, zos ochel, v'zos lo tochel. This you can eat, this you can't eat. But this is one of the proofs that the Torah is authentic. Because the Torah lays down the line. These are the only kosher animals you will find in this world. Right? These are the only ones. You will say, make a guarantee like that? You're sitting in some scholarly room in Israel, writing up, quote unquote, the Torah in the 7th century? You're going to be able to take that chance? These are the only ones? As the Gemara didn't say, well, Moshe was a hunter. Moshe was an explorer. He's been to the Amazon. He's been everywhere. How can he be so sure? The answer is because it's divinely written. It's one of the riot. People don't like that riot, right? Because it's a riot by omission. I'll prove, right? I'm right because I'm not wrong. Right? But so what? They've searched out millions of species. The only ones that have kosher simanim are the ones in the Torah. There's no other one. And sometimes you see in the newspaper, oh, they found it, and then a week later they retract it. Right? So, in Re'e, it lists them. In Re'e, it lists them. All of them. And there are 10 animals. There are three. There's the goat family, the sheep family, the cow family. The goat, sheep, and cow, and seven chayas. That's it. What the seven chayas are, we don't know. We don't know all of them. We know the deer. Some say the giraffe. We don't know what they are. But you're not going to find more than that. Especially not in domestic animals. They said, well, they found the pig that has that chews its cud. Then they take that, they retract that later. There's no such thing. These are the only ones. Right? The pig has split hooves. It doesn't chew its cud. Okay. So now? Now, Moshe Rabbeinu up in Shemayim. So Hashem says, Zos! Hashem showed him pictures. These are the ones. Right? You see him, of course, he had a big picture book. Bechulim. These are the ones. Hashem did it himself. Hashem showed him pictures. What? The video screen. Who sponsored it? What? Right. Hashem did it too. No Tachaya. Hashem did it too. What? Yeah. The Idach Nami Barla is under Yishmael. You're right. What does the other one do? The other one also has to learn that this is what happens. Right? The one who used the word Zos to teach you that animals, the traitors can live, really needs this pasuk for the same bar. That what? That Hashem showed Moshe all the kosher animals. Ein hachanami. You're right. Ela trefa chayim enole. The ones who hold the trefas can live. How do they know that? Nafkale in the idach of the Rebbe Shmuel. Some different bars from Rebbe Shmuel. Son of Rebbe Shmuel. Bein chayah hanecheles. It says bein chayah hanecheles. Or bein chayah hasher lo sochel. So say achel. Elu shmona esrei trefas chenamru lemoshe misinai. These are the 18 trefas. That's why I was numbering them in the Mishnah. Because there were 18, and that's it. All halachal emotions. Don't ask me questions. So now the Gemara says, the Suleka? It's only 18? Is that it? Voyeka Baskar v'Shev Shmaitza. What about Baskar and Shev Shmaitza? What's Baskar and Shev Shmaitza? Baskar is an acronym of three things, right? And Shev Shmaitza are seven more teachings. So there are 10, really there are 10 more, right? So, now we turn over on Amud Beis. Bishlam all the time is he done. This makes sense. Our Tana is not bothered by this problem. Why? Because the Tana, Udashir. He left things out. It's not an exhaustive list. This wasn't meant to be an exhaustive list. This was meant to be a smattering of a list. So there are 10 things that are left out. Not a problem. I mentioned every single one. However, with the Shire, it's the Bidak Cloud, right? And we include those when we said Zad Cloud, this is the rule. Any animal that can't live, we're meant to include 10 more things where, by the way, the animal's not going to live. So that's not a kash on me. Ella, Lutana, Debe, Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yeshiva, and they have their own, like, not Mishnah, but their own teachings. So there it said, the Amar, Yudches Trefos, Vesuleka. There were only 18. They put a number on it. Once you put a number on it, you're running into problems. Our Mishnah doesn't have a number. It just says, Eilu Trefus, here they are. But Rabbi Shmuel learns it, here are the 18. Once you have 18, you can't have 19. So, Suleka, there's only 18. Ve'eka, Behema, Shenichtechu, Ragleha. But there's one where the animal got its leg broken, Minhar Kuba, Ulamaila. From the knee and above, trefa, and that's a trefa. So why isn't that on the list? So the Gemara answers.
So we're gonna get
to all of them.
Right, but why did you mention this particular case of a leg? Why did you say repeat the
case? I thought this is one of the Baskar. It's one of the Baskar. One of those three. Okay. So what about that one? So the answer is Shavralak Kirib Shimon ben Elazar. This Tana holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Amar who says, Yicholili Kavos V'lichyos. It can be healed, and therefore the animal can live. You can make some kind of amputation, and the animal is missing a leg. you can somehow fix it up, and it'll live. That's not a trefa. The animal can live many years like that. It's not a trefa. Again, that couldn't be brought for a carver. Separate rules. Those are rules of mum. There's no rules of mum by chulin. But there's rules of trefa by kachim too. This is a missing a leg. That would not be a carbon. It's not a trefa. So what do you see from here? That's why that's not on the list. Because the Tana holds are going to be Shimon. That Shimon ben Elazar. That's not a criteria. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Even though you can fix it, you can do some kind of operation on it, and it could live. Laman ka amar. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? We're talking about our Mishnah? No. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Latana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. We're talking about the Academy Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. But wait a minute. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Trefa Chaya Savalei. They hold that an animal can live and it's still a Trefa. Fucking answer was that. The answer was it wasn't going to live. But according to him, that's still a Trefa. You're right. According to our Mishnah, that would not be a Trefa. Our Mishnah holds they have to live. They have to live. Otherwise, if they're not going to be living, it's not a Trefa. Right? But he held, no. Even if they're living. Right? Even if they're alive. Even if they're going to live for many, many years, it's still a Trefa. Why? Halakha L'moshe M'Sinai. There's no reason for this. That's what Hashem said. So what are you telling me? Well, you're going to make the legs amputated and it's still going to live. What kind of answer is that? According to him, it's still a Trefa. Ella, rather, Savar L'Kim Shimon Ben Elazar. He must hold like Rishon Ben Change of Rishon Ben Elazar. Rishon Ben Elazar, in a minute ago, Rishon Ben Elazar said that it can live. Now it's saying, the Amar, Kshayrihi. Now that's kosher. That's not even a Trefa. Oh, it's not even a Trefa. That's perfectly said. Why wasn't that included on the list? Because it's not a Trefa. Right? It's not a Trefa. So, some hold it as a Trefa. They hold it's not a Trefa. Excellent. Now, V'ikka chisaron shebeshedra. But what about the trefa of a missing shedra? This is another one of the basgar. Ditnan. Because we learned in a Mishnah in Ahalot. Right? The halacha is that an animal is matame. An animal or a human being? A human being is matame ba'ohel. The matzah is matame always. Now, what if the human being is not a full human being? It's a very gruesome Mishnah. What if it's missing part of his body? So how much has to be missing to remove the status of a mate, and therefore it's not going to be a tamah? How much has to be missing? So, tamah chisara m'shedra. How much has to be missing in the shedra that is no longer a mate? So, b'shame omrim shtei chulia. B'shame here was more makel. He held two chulias. He's always more macher, most of the time. Two chulias. What if one chulia is missing? It's still a mate. Ubetil omrim chulia acha. Betil says one, right? V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'chein l'treifa. Just like these dinim of tumas mates of a human being, is a machlokas b'sham and betil. How many chulias have to be missing to remove it from the status of being considered a corpse, not a corpse anymore? How many? So it's a machlokas, one or two. So the same machlokas is by trefas for animals. If the animal was missing, according to Beis Shammai, two chulias, two vertebrae, according to Beis Hillel, one, it's no longer a mate, it would not be a trefa. Sorry, it would be a trefa. It's not considered a shalim, and it would be a trefa. Right? Right. So by the way, when it comes to the trefa, Beis Hillel is more machmer. Because Beis Hillel says if it's missing one chulia, it's already a trefa. Beis Shammai says no, it has to be missing two. Okay? So the Gemara, so what's the kasha? The kasha is, why isn't this on the list? As a trefa. Why isn't it on the list? It's a trefa, bona fide trefa. So the Gemara answers, Hamaseis, Ubeis HaKosos, Tekabachashta, Tekabachashta Luhubatarti. That those two, the two stomachs, stomach number two and stomach number three, which you counted as two separate trefas, chashvin hu b'chada, should only count it as one. Only count it as one. Why? Because otherwise they're not going to get to 18. Right? And those two are very similar. They're right next to each other. They're really the same stomach. Right? Therefore, atik chada v'ayel chada, we removed one and we replaced it with this issue of the shedra being broken. Okay? Next. The ikka gluda. That's also basgar. Gluda means that the animal, Rashi says, gluda, the article says it's flayed. So Rashi says better. Shenitel ora, remove the skin. Uvahufshita kula. And it became completely de-skinned. Oh, machmas shchin, oh, machmas malacha. Either from boils or from work. Somehow it got off old skin. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that physically is. That even possible? I don't know what that is. But at least, what? I don't know. So isn't that a trefa? So the Gemara answers. Safalakir Meir Demachshir. No, this Mishnah holds like a bear. That's not a trefa. Vo'ika charusa, which is also such a thing called a shriveled. The lung has shriveled. Right, that's the last bit. That's the last one of the baskar. The lung has shriveled. Isn't that a trefa? So the Gemara says that is a trefa. No question about it. So now Mara Man Katonila, who's the one who held that a nick in the gallbladder is a trefa? Who said that? That's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't agree with that. So therefore, Afik Mara, remove Mara, the Ayel Charusa, and put back in the Charusa. Therefore, we stay at 18. Now, Vuyikah Shev Shmaitza. What about seven more? Right, Shev comes from the word Sheva, and Shmaitza comes from the word teaching. There are seven more teachings. These, most of these are going to be from Amoraim. There are seven more teachings. What are the seven? Number one, Tamar of Masna, Haibuka de Atma, the Shach Miduchse, Trefa. If the ball of the hip bone gets removed from its socket, that's a Trefa. Number two, Tamar Rakesh Bar Papa, Mishmei Derav, Laksa Bekulya Achat, Trefa. Right? If the animal has a disease in one of its kidneys, it's a Trefa. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to say, there's a machlokes about that one. Because others said, diseases is not a trefa. Because disease is not a trefa. Trefa is only a physical, rib, puncture, rib, hole, cut, all these types of things. A disease, that's not a trefa. So let's see a machlokes about that tomorrow. Number three, tanan, nita hatchol, chera. If you remove the spleen, it's kosher. Vama revira, mishmei derava. Right, that's not a trefa. Saying the word kosher is not a trefa. What's the trefa? Losh elonita. That's only true if you removed it. Avonike trefa. But if it has a puncture, it's a trefa. Why should that should be? I don't know. That doesn't really make sense. If it's not there, it's okay. But if it's there and it's no good, it's no good. How could that be? Why should that be? Right. I guess the Gemara is going to talk about it later on Nun Hei. Number four, Vam Rav Rachan Amar Shmuel, Simanim Shenadaldalu Beruban Trefa. If Simanim are what's Nadaldalu? Nadaldalu means that they became separated. They became separated in the row from the body. That's a Trefa. Number five, Vam Rav Amar Shila Amar Masna Amar Shmuel, Nekra Tela Meikara Trefa. If the rib got removed from its socket, from its place, that's also a trefa. Or, number six, the gulgolet, the skull, shenichpitsa beruba, it was crushed in the rove. Or, number seven, ubatra chupa etrov hakeres beruba, trefa. Or, there was a problem in the rove of the flesh that covers the stomach, one of the stomachs, the hakeres. I believe keres was stomach number one. That also was a trefa. So, how are we going to answer this problem? So the Gemara says like this. What's the question? The question is, there are seven more trefas. If you hold that there are exactly gizun, if you hold our Mishnah didn't mention a number, if the Mishnah doesn't mention a number, what can we say? The Mishnah left out some. But Rabbi Shmuel said there were 18, not more than 18. So how about these seven? So the Gemara answers. Nukve Taman Yahavi. Every time it says in the Mishnah a Nekev, there are eight of those. We're going to count them all as one. If you count them all as one, you just freed up seven. Nukve Taman Yahavi. Nekevs are eight. Chashvinhu Bechad. We're going to count them as one now. So Apik Shev, we just freed up seven. The Idol Shev, and we're going to insert these seven. It turns out what you see from here is that a Nekev. It's not a trefa. It's a category. I have a category called nekev, and within there are eight things. Now, why should a nekev in the brain have anything to do with a nekev in the esophagus? They have nothing to do with each other. What's the answer? The answer is no, they're all nekev. Right? So we went from 18 trefes to 18 categories. Right? Because nekev is not a trefe anymore, it's a category. And within there is whatever the Torah, whatever we have a tradition, what's a nekev? What is the nekev in the leg? It's not a trefe. Right? It's not a trefe. It has to be one of the ones that we know is a tradition. Okay. Ihachi, if that's true, that what? That we just made a category out of nekev, so suke nami, then we should make the same category out of suke. Suke are writ, which we said has to be wrote. But nekev is a matzahu. A suke is a wrote. So why don't we do that now? Say that suke also is a category. And how many were those in the Mishnah? There were two of them. Nami tshrei havin. So chashvinu b'chad counted as one. But salahu chaza. If you do that, you have one left. You have one open now. We can open one now. But also, the Rav Avira Rishmei de Rava, the one that Rav Avira said in the name of Rava, which was a problem with the spleen, not in the kubahi. That's also a nekev. So really, the whole thing doesn't make, the whole thing is wrong. Ella, rather, hanach tarti da apachta lo tepek. No, two of the other ones that we removed, don't remove those. Therefore, you're left with 18. Okay? Which of the two? Behema, Rashi says, Behema shenichtechu ragleha, the Behema that had a cut, that its leg was broken, and we said, that's not a problem, that's not a trefa. Why? Because he said it's not a trefa. So now we're going to make that into a trefa. And the next one is gluda, was the flayed animal, which we said in the name of her mayor was not a problem. Now we're making that into a problem. The two that we just said have to be removed are taka removed. We're making nekev as a category. Suke is a category. The spleen is not an issue because it's a nekev. That freed up two. We put these two back. What? Well, all of them.
Right.
All of them were trefes according to somebody. So what did we say? No, Amish doesn't hold like them. Now we're saying, no, yes it does. So we get them back. Okay? So I think we're going to stop here because, you know, we'll do two more minutes. Amar Ula, Shimon Amine trefes Nemril Moshe B'Sinai. There were eight categories of trefes said to Moshe at Sinai. What are they? Nekuva, Pesuka, Netula, Chasura, Kirua, Jerusa, Nefula, Ushavura. What does that mean? Punctured, severed, removed, deficient, torn, clawed, fallen, and fractured. By the way, as Stewie told me yesterday, there's a simon for that. It's called Don Chanak Nefesh. Don Chanak Nefesh adds up to eight, and those are the eight an acronym for the eight issues here that make a trefa. Ulafuke lukusa de rirachish parpapa. That excludes the disease of rachish parpapa, which, by the way, it's not on the list, because we don't hold from these diseases. It's a machlokes. Okay? What? Keep on going? Okay, I don't prepare it so well. Amar Chia bar Rav, Shmona trefos yesh min akuva. There were eight separate trefos that we said regarding the puncture. Amashahu, we said eight of them. Now, in Tomar Tesha, and what about the fact that really there are nine? Want to count them, you count nine? No. So we answered that already. Mara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ketani Law. The ninth one that was said to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he's in Das Yochid. How he got into the Mishnah, I don't know. But we don't hold like that one. Ditnan, Ketanya, Nikva Hakeva, if stomach number four has a puncture, Nikva Hadakin, or the intestines have a puncture, Trefa. That's a Trefa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Af, Nikva Hamara, even if the gallbladder has a Trefa. That's a Das Yochid. And we don't hold like that. Okay, we'll do the next. Hilchas Chaber, Kedayis, Mara, Dekorkavan, Simon. All that are going to be the next topics of discussion. They're all going to be statements of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is like that. We pass him like that. That what? That the Mara is Taka on the list. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maya Hadu le Chaver Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What did the Chaverim say back to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosef said that what? that the Mara is on the list, they told him, no, it's not. So what did he answer back? He answered back as follows. It says, that the person can eel. Yishvoch la'aretz mirei rasi. That Eov said, my gallbladder is on the ground. Vadai in Eov Kayim. And Eov is still alive. So what do you see? That's not a trefa. It's just strange back and forth. Amalahem, Shabriyash says that, hey, must care in my Sinisim. Don't bring me rice in Eov. That whole thing was a nate. The Eov say Mahachi, because if you don't say that, what about later in that passage? It says, Yif yifalach kilyosei lo yachmo. My kidneys are broken, Hashem doesn't spare me. Mika Choy, can you live without kidneys? Impossible. Ella, Nisei Shiny. That makes him different. Tichsev, like it says, Achet Nasho Shmor, right? Hachanami, Nisei Shiny. That makes him different. Don't bring me a riot from Nisim. Okay, we'll do one more. Omer, we talk about Yosef, Omer of Yochanan. Halacha Kedivya Omer Kizayat. The halacha is that how much of a liver has to be missing from an animal in order that it should be a trefa, a kedayah. If it has a kedayah of a liver, it's still considered good. More than that, it's no good.
Me or Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a kedayah of a liver remaining, it's good.
As I said, if you have at least a kedayah of a liver, it's not a trefa.
Right.
If you have more than a kedayah, less than a kedayah, then it's a trefa. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that? But I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha is Stam Mishnah. Wait a minute. That looks like a Stam Mishnah. Utnan, nidla hakaveit, if the liver's missing, lo mishayim enu klum. Nothing's remaining. Ha, nishayar ksheira. What if 1% is remaining? Af adas lo have a kezayit, even though it's not a kezayit. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers, I'm a roi ninu, v'alim adur b'yochanan. It's a machlokas. I'm a roiim with inu b'yochanan shita. Right? And by the way, what's the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan? The machlokas is, do we say that any time Rabbi Yochanan passes like a Stam Mishnah? That's the issue. He definitely said the statement that has to be a Kazai. He made a statement somewhere, it's a Stam Mishnah. Oh, it's a machlokas if he meant that. It's a machlokas. When does Rabbi Yochanan say we hold like a Stam Mishnah? Only maybe when he said I hold like that Mishnah. If he's silent about it, it's a machlokas about that. So he's able to say this statement, even though the Mishnah says otherwise. All right, we'll stop here. And we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.